The Holy Gospel according to John, the third chapter, beginning with the 14th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of our only Son, the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. All right. So, how many of you have ever heard John 3:16? You know what it is? You've at least heard it, right? We just heard it a little bit ago. It's, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that all who believe in him will not perish but have eternal life. Those are the only words you need to know. I know it's a lot of words. But we're going to learn a little song to help you maybe try to remember it. Maybe they'll remember it too, okay? Ready? It goes like this. It goes, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, yeah, yeah, so that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Got it? I'm going to lay that down with everybody. Doesn't help that you don't have the words here. I'll let you guys hold it. We're reading that verse right there, okay? Who wants to hold that? All right, so you can all gather around the one, and we're going to try to sing it. Maybe they know it. Maybe they'll sing with us. But we're going to get this down so you can go home remembering John 3:16. All right, everybody else know what we're doing? All right, let's not make me do this myself here. Let's do this. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Yeah, yeah, so that all who believe in him will not perish, but have eternal life. John 3:16. Yes! We got it. All right. And you're going to go home jamming to that, right? That's what I thought. But at least you got it in your head now. It's another way to remember it, because it is a verse that we think of very often. So let us pray together. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, so that we may live forever and be saved by your grace. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I have a question for all of you this morning, and to make it an intimidating one, I'm going to grab this microphone. It's an intimidating question. I want you to answer it. What is love? Anybody want to make a stab at what love is? Zoe doesn't. That's good. Anybody want to make a stab at what love is? Gracie's got it.
Love is when someone loves a thing.
Whoop, you hit the button. But it's like a flower, when you love something like a flower. Yep, very good. Whoop, well done, you've learned to turn off a microphone. You know more than some adults. Anybody else want to make a stab at what love is? Don't make me sing. I've already done it once today. I'm not going to sing, I want to know what love is. Anybody? Balcony, anybody? Anybody want to give a stab? Nobody? You want to give a stab? Nobody? What was that? Patience. Love is patient. Sure. Could do that verse. Love is patient. Love is kind. Anybody else want to make a guess? A couple? You want to pass that down to Cynthia first?
I think love is caring deeply about someone like God or another person, and love someone, then you want to put their needs higher than your own.
Yeah. All right, I think I saw one more back here. Unconditional. Love is unconditional. Absolutely. So we can think about what love is. And there are many different ways of what we can think of with love. Love is unconditional. Love is all these things that you mentioned. But let me tell you a little bit of bad news that I have for you this morning, too. It comes from the end of John, which says, "The lights come into the world, and people loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come to their light, to the light, so their deeds may not be exposed." Or you could take it from Ephesians. "We were dead through our trespasses and sin. All of us once lived among them in the passions of our flesh, following the desires of flesh and senses, that we were by nature children of wrath like everybody else." Do we find ourselves sometimes being those creatures of the night, of the dark, trying to hide away in our lives? I think sometimes we do. But there's a bigger love we're going to talk about today. We already learned the song, but it's, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, so that all who believe in him may not perish, will not perish, but have eternal life." That darkness is definitely around. That darkness is all around us. But like John says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In other words, love paves the way. So I'm going to be right back. Hold on. I'm going to go talk to the ushers, I guess. You know what love is? Love is patient, love is kind. They're awake. I would love some help. Thank you. Because we are going to see love pave a way this morning. This cross is going to leave a mark right down the center, kind of. You can't really see it, but it is paving the way. You can see what's in front of it. You can see what's behind it. Love is paving the way. It's right here. Love paved the way. Not just from the back door to up here, but in our own lives. Love has paved the way. We've heard a little bit from the band about the song, What Wondrous Love Is This? And we're going to sing it again. But it's another question. We asked, what is love? But what wondrous love is this? What is this? God loved the world so much that he sent his son to this. What wondrous love is this? What wondrous love that Christ bears that dreadful curse that is talked about in Ephesians? That dreadful curse of death. That dreadful curse of sin, death, and the devil. What wondrous love is this that bears it for you and for me? And you know what? Sure, we've made mistakes. Sure, even before that. Sure, even the darkness put Jesus, the light, on the cross to die. But, as John also says, God did not send his only son to condemn the world. He didn't hang up on the cross and say, "Well, thanks a lot, guys. It's all your fault." God came not to condemn, but to save us. When we were sinking down, Christ laid aside his own crown for us. Christ laid it aside, became fully human, to the point of dying on the cross. And by grace, we have been saved through faith. Hear this one more time. That after, in Ephesians, it says, after we have lived in these passions, these desires, this darkness, like everybody else, God is rich in mercy. And out of great love, with which he loved us, even when we were dead to sin, even when we were dead to all those mistakes, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. But that's not the end either. That's not the end. It doesn't just end with the cross, him hanging on the cross, that amazing grace. Instead, it goes on to say this as well at the very end. And has raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Jesus Christ. Put us in an everlasting life, a right relationship. Notice that wondrous love, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son to die on this cross. But you notice something about this cross, that cross, pretty much every cross in here? What's unique about that, these crosses? What is not present on those crosses? Jesus is not left hanging on the cross. Jesus doesn't stay dead. He comes back on Easter morning, like we know, paving that way, that amazing love that we sing on Wednesdays, amazing love, how can it be that you would come and die for me? How can it be? How can it be that you would die, and not only that, but not stay dead, but come back and live and pave that way for all of us to everlasting life. It's a powerful thing, powerful love, love that we can't even explain. Sure, we mentioned what our understanding of love is, but this love is so much more than that, that we can hardly imagine it at times, hardly imagine how God would be willing to send himself to the cross for all of us to die, paving that way to new life, breaking open the barriers, breaking open sin, death, and the devil, and giving us that everlasting life. And I think we can all say it together here at the very end, a general, genuine thank you of love. Thank you, God. So let's all say that together. Let's conclude this together. Thanks be to God. Amen.